Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Madam Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed a privilege to speak to you on behalf of the Malaysian delegation. I would like to express our appreciations to the Director General of FAO and the Chairperson for giving me an opportunity to address this summit. It was here in 1996, during the first World Food Summit, that we dedicated ourselves to eliminate hunger and to achieve sustainable food security for all. In 2002, we met again and we renewed our commitments and resolve to accelerate the implementation of the World Food Summit Plan of Action. At that time, the number of hungry people was estimated at 800 million. Today, after 7 years, the FAO have convened once again for the third time this World Summit to address issues on reducing hunger in the world. Yet even as we are debating on this issue, hunger afflicts not 800 million people, but more than 1 billion. Statistics indicate that hunger persists in countries where 70% of the world's poor live, whose whole livelihoods are totally dependent on agriculture. The FAO, as the premier food and agriculture organization of the United Nations, has a prominent responsibility to ensure that households whose incomes are solely dependent on agriculture can attain a reasonable level of income that ensures freedom from hunger. A reformed FAO is very much required to be effective in improving global food security. We must be bold to be critical of our performance and to take corrective action swiftly. Although FAO's reform process has started, progress is slow and results are still not visible. To increase farm incomes, investments in agriculture on a long-term basis is a vital prerequisite. But herein lies the paradox. Poor countries with scarce financial resources are unable to commit sufficient funds to increase investments. And therefore, a proposal to strengthen investments in agriculture in poor countries must be packaged with access and availability of funds. International financial institutions must commit a higher amount of funds to finance investments in agriculture in developing countries. In this respect, Malaysia welcomes the G8 L'Aquila Joint Statement of the Global Food Security in July 2009, calling for the mobilization of US$20 billion to allow small-scale farmers to increase their production. However, these pledges must quickly be translated into actual disbursement to developing countries to increase food production. The FAO must ensure that the world shares technology and technical expertise in agriculture that will assist poor countries increase the yields and cropping intensity. Countries which have the wealth of knowledge and the technology must be magnanimous to transfer technology to countries which lack technical expertise. To increase agriculture production, farmers must be assured of access to quality inputs. And in order to address this issue, the G8 Organization for Economic Cooperation under the chairmanship of Malaysia held its first ministerial meeting on food security in January 2009, which resulted in adoptions of the Kuala Lumpur Initiative. The objective of this initiative is to strengthen collaborations in production and distribution of quality agricultural inputs, in particular seed, animal feed, fertilizers, to boost food production and productivity. Allowing poor countries to expand and enhance their production and assisting them to improve production and supply chain efficiency is the social and moral responsibility of high-income countries and the collective responsibility of the global community. There is a need to establish a global trading system that is fair and pro-poor so as to ensure food security for all. Developed countries must reduce and eliminate their huge farm subsidies and distorted support that is displacing productions in developing countries. Climate change has been and will continue to affect agriculture more than any other sectors. Changes in the variability of the weather, particularly in the frequency of extreme events such as drought, flood, storm, and heat waves will negatively affect food availability and security. To combat climate change, developed countries must make firm commitments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to tackle increasing global temperatures. Malaysia is fully committed to achieve the Millennium Development Goal to eradicate hunger and poverty. We have invested much to improve the infrastructure in the agriculture sector to increase food production. Our ninth Malaysia Plan, 2006 to 2010, has set a target to halve the overall poverty to 2.8% and eradicate hardcore poverty by the year 2010. Currently, hardcore poor in Malaysia is less than 1%. Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen, we have the means and we have the resources to reduce global hunger. What we need now is to translate our common goals into tangible actions at the global, regional and national levels. In this regard, Malaysia strongly feels that it is now timely that FAO initiates the formulation of a roadmap and action plan. And this action plan should detail out the actions to be taken within a specified timeline to progressively reduce hunger in the world. It is also my sincere hope that FAO ensures appropriate and timely implementations of the plan to address the issue of hunger and food security in the world. The hungry people depend on us to honour the promises that we made in 1996, in the year 2002, and now in 2009. Collectively, we can achieve much more, and Malaysia will continue to work with FAO and all its members in ensuring the success in implementations of our goal to reduce hunger in this world. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.